Each year, scientists work to develop a unique influenza vaccine to protect people against the strain expected in the coming flu season. Mutations in the virus mean that last year's vaccine probably won't protect against this year's flu variety. Now, a team of U.S. scientists think they're on track to developing a universal vaccine that will protect people against all kinds of influenza. The standard flu vaccine causes the body to produce antibodies, which target parts of the virus that frequently mutate. But in a new study, researchers used a vaccine aimed at a different part of the virus. Gary Nabel heads the U.S. government's Vaccine Research Center at the National Institutes of Health and was the study's lead author.
There are parts of the flu virus that could be the target of what we would hope eventually to be a universal influenza vaccine. They don't mutate, and the reason they don't mutate is that if they try to, the virus can't survive if you have mutations in these sites.
To get at these non-mutating parts of the virus, Nabel and his colleagues used a two-step vaccination process called Prime Boost. The first step uses a bit of influenza DNA to get the patient's immune system to begin fighting off the flu, and then the protection is given a boost sometime later by the second step, which can be either another bit of DNA or a conventional flu vaccine. In his paper, which was published online by the journal Science, Nabel describes the results of animal tests using the 1999 vaccine for the boost.
The antibodies that we were able to elicit could neutralize as far back as 1934 and as recently as 2007. So it really gave a broad coverage against a range of seasonal viruses that wouldn't be covered by the traditional flu vaccine.
Preliminary phase one tests of this new type of flu vaccine have already started in humans, but in an interview via Skype, Nabel said that even if all goes well, it will still be years before a universal flu vaccine is widely available.
It's certainly not going to be with us in anything less than 3 years, and I think it's more likely that we're in a 5 to 10 year time frame.
Gary Nabel of the U.S. Vaccine Research Center points out that his universal flu vaccine would have another benefit. A DNA-based vaccine wouldn't have to be grown in chicken eggs, doing away with the time-consuming and finicky manufacturing process of the current flu vaccine. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.